It seems to me that the personal evolutionary process, in other words, the looping that I described in the last chapter, takes place in five distinct steps. First, have clear goals. Second, identify and don't tolerate the problems that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Third, accurately diagnose the problems to get at their root causes. Fourth, design plans that will get you around those problems. And fifth, do what's necessary to push those designs through to completion. Together, these five steps make up a loop. Let's look at this process more granularly. First, you have to pick what you're going after, in other words, your goals. Your choice of goals will determine your direction. As you move toward them, you will encounter problems. Some of those problems will bring you up against your own weaknesses. How you react to the pain that causes is up to you. If you want to reach your goals, you must be calm and analytical so that you can accurately diagnose your problems, design a plan that will get you around them, and do what is necessary to push through to results. Then you will have to look at the new results you achieve and go through the process again. To evolve quickly, you will have to do this fast and continuously, setting your goals successively higher. You will need to do all five steps well in order to be successful, and you must do them one at a time and in that order. For example, when setting goals, just set goals. Don't think about how you will achieve them or what you will do if something goes wrong. When you are diagnosing your problems, don't think about how you will solve them, just diagnose them. Blurring the steps leads to suboptimal outcomes because it interferes with uncovering the true problems.